Pope Benedict delved into the Book of Revelation on Wednesday and said that the love of God is more powerful than the materialism of this age. Speaking at the parish of St. Thomas of Villanova in Castel Gandolfo on the Feast of the Assumption, the Pope looked at the images of the dragon and the woman in the liturgical readings of the day.
Qui questi due amori appaiono in due grandi figure, il dragone rosso fortissimo.
He said at the time Revelation was written, the evil red dragon was the anti-Christian Roman power, whose might seemed invincible. But the woman, representing the Church, survived, and later opened the Roman Empire to Christianity. The Holy Father said this red dragon has been embodied in the great dictatorships of the past century, Nazism and Stalinism, and again, the Church survived, and love proved stronger than hate. Pope Benedict said today the dragon exists in the materialist ideologies, which tell people that it's absurd to think about God, to observe the commandments, which are described as outdated, and that they should grab what they can. He said yet again, it seems impossible to oppose this dominant mentality with all the media backing it, and the dragon once again appears to be invincible. But he said God is stronger than the dragon, and it is love which triumphs in the end, not selfishness. He said Mary, also represented by the woman in the Book of Revelation, helps to protect the Church, and the Feast of the Assumption invites us to imitate her service to God. After the Mass, the Pope went to the papal summer residence to recite the Angelus. There, he greeted pilgrims.
On the solemnity of the Assumption, Our Lady, may the example and prayers of Mary, Queen of Heaven, inspire and sustain us on our pilgrimage of faith, that we too may attain the glory of the resurrection and the fulfillment of our hope in her Son's promises.
The Angelus was linked to Austria, where thousands of young people are on a pilgrimage to the shrine of Marisel, where the Pope will visit in September.
Besonders begrüße ich heute die jungen Freunde, die in Österreich, in Mariazell.
The Pope told the young people to take the example of Mary, who shows us that God seeks people who provide a dwelling for them in their hearts. A young girl named Monica was there.
The best thing was the celebration today with thousands of people and to get to hear the Pope who was talking to us, greeting all the young people from the different countries. It was really nice. Everyone had their own flag and they were just screaming and they were happy, singing, and it was a great experience.
The Pope leaves for Austria on September 7th. I'm Charles Collins.